You're listening to SBS News.
Switzerland's temperatures are rising at around twice the global rate, resulting in melting permafrost and reducing the stability of slopes in high elevation mountain areas of the country. Climate Action Tracker, a tool developed by Climate Analytics and New Climate Institute, rated Switzerland's overall efforts to find a solution to the problem as insufficient. Swiss father of three, Guillermo Fernandez, quit his job to embark on his hunger strike. He started on the 1st of November last year and lasted 39 days, demanding the government take specific action to battle climate change.
I will go on hunger strike in the Federal Square until Madam Federal Councillor Simonetta Sommaruga summons the Federal Assembly for a mandatory training session on the climate and ecological emergency.
Guillermo camped at the Federal Square in front of the Swiss Parliament House with a banner around his neck, reading "Hunger Strike for the Climate of Our Children."
I make a vow to refeed myself only once this summons from the Federal Assembly has been issued. I want to live, but for the future of my children, I am ready to die.
A Swiss federal councillor visited the square on the ninth day of the protest to launch Vaccination Week, but made no contact with the hunger striker. 10 days into the fast, he had not received any answers from the councillor to whom his request was directed, but got a response from the Department of Environment saying it was working as quickly as possible to move the country to net zero. On the 13th day of his demonstration, 40 people from all over Switzerland gathered in front of the Parliament House in Bern to show their support in a weekly candlelit vigil. By the 17th day, Environment Minister Simonetta Sommaruga visited Mr. Fernandez in his spot at the Federal Square. The meeting lasted about 20 minutes, but yielded no positive progress. The weekly candlelit vigils grew and more than 4,100 people signed his petition. On the 29th day of the protest, Swiss-based authors of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released a joint open letter to the media and the government, expressing their concern on his health and supporting his request. On the 9th day of December, 39 days after he first began, Guillermo finally got a positive response. Switzerland's highest political body, the Federal Assembly, invited the Swiss Academy of Natural Sciences to organise an information and discussion session for MPs on the challenges of the climate and environment emergency. Climate scientist and IPCC author Sonia Senavaratne spoke during the conference.
Yeah, no, I am certainly partly disappointed, you know, that things are not moving more quickly here, because I feel that we have the means to do it. We are among the richest countries, so it should be possible. And I would say in general, the population tends to be aware of environmental issues, so I would have hoped that we would be able to act more quickly.
But now Switzerland has committed to achieving net zero in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Mr. Fernandez says he's happy at the outcome of his demonstration.
It's been fantastic. And to be here, knowing that today the facts are going to be laid out to the parliamentarians and to the whole Swiss people, actually, because it will be available in a simple, easy to understand form, it's just awesome. So now we have that common understanding available for everybody, so we can act as responsible adults who care about their children, basically.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.